International Bible Study Commentary and Lesson. Verse-by-verse Bible Lessons Through the Bible, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. The Gospel of John, Chapter 7, Verses 25 through 36. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, John 7, 25 through 36. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from." Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him. I know him, because I am from him, and he sent me." Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him, because his hour had not yet come. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Then Jesus said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will search for me, but you will not find me. And where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we cannot find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will search for me, and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come'?" May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Study Commentary, The Gospel of John, Chapter 7, Verses 25 through 36, New Revised Standard Version. John 7, 25. Now some of the people in Jerusalem were saying, "Is not this man whom they are trying to kill?" At the festival, some in the crowd realized that their leaders were trying to kill Jesus. Others thought Jesus was crazy or demon-possessed to think and express such an idea about someone wanting to kill him. See John chapter 7, verse 20. Wherever Jesus taught and worked miracles, people in the crowds had different opinions about him, the more he taught about himself and his Father in heaven. Even today, many will give Jesus credit for being a prophet or a great moral teacher. But if his claims about himself were false, then he was neither. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he is not. By his teaching, Jesus made it abundantly clear that he was the Messiah, and he proved it with his compassionate healings, signs, miracles, and teaching. John 7, 26. And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that this is the Messiah? The unbiased and teachable people thoroughly weighed the evidence before drawing their conclusions about Jesus. Some concluded that since Jesus was teaching openly and had not been arrested, the religious authorities had concluded that Jesus was the Messiah. However, the authorities were concerned about a possible riot if they arrested Jesus. Still, they also saw Jesus as a threat to their power and wealth. Therefore, they refused to honestly weigh the evidence Jesus gave that he was the Messiah. John 7:27. Yet we know where this man is from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from. Those in the crowd thought they knew where Jesus came from. He came from Nazareth in Galilee. Some knew that, according to the prophets, the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. But they probably did not know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. The popular expectation, not biblical expectation, was the Messiah would suddenly appear and prove with signs and wonders and miracles that he was the Messiah. They supposed that because the Messiah was to come suddenly, that no one would know where he was from. Popular expectation did not include the idea that the Messiah was the divine Son of God, as Jesus revealed himself to be. Jesus did not fit popular expectations, but Jesus did fulfill the prophecies in the Hebrew Scriptures about the coming of the Messiah. Similarly, today there are many popular expectations about the return of Christ that are not biblical. John 7:28. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him." Knowing the crowd was of a divided opinion, Jesus taught loudly enough for all to hear the truth. Then, people could make their judgments about him based on his words, not the opinions of others in the crowd or the falsehoods of the religious authorities. On the one hand, they knew Jesus' earthly origin, where he was raised in Galilee. On the other hand, based on Jesus' teachings and signs, many did not suppress what they knew to be true about Jesus in order to keep living in sin. Rather, they believed in his heavenly origin and turned from their sins. Study Jesus' teachings about himself and consider Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 22. Think about why some refused to believe in Jesus despite the evidence he provided. Jesus did not wake up one morning and decide he would try to be the Messiah and then plan what he would do to achieve his personal goals. The crowd and the religious authorities believed that only God, the Lord, was true. Therefore, they knew Jesus was claiming that God had sent him. True is like good. In Mark chapter 10, verse 18, Jesus told the rich man who called him good teacher, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone." Jesus was good and true because he was the Son of God. The crowd knew sin and falsehood were a part of every person's life. Jesus claimed God, the Lord, the person who is true, sent him. Later, Jesus declared that he was the truth. He claimed he was the divine, sinless, truthful, good person his Father sent into the world. See John chapter 3, verse 16, and chapter 14, verse 6. Finally, though the crowd and authorities knew some things about the Lord, Jesus told them they did not know God. If they had known God, the Lord, they would have known that his Father had sent him. John 7:29. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me. Because Jesus is the person he said he was, the perfect Son of God, Jesus personally knew God, his Father. No human being except Jesus could honestly claim that he knew God personally, that he came directly from God, and that God had personally sent him from heaven into the world with a divine mission. Furthermore, Jesus knew that if those he spoke to knew God, they would believe him and believe in him. John 7:30. Then they tried to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. Because Jesus claimed to be divinely sent from God, the authorities knew that they had to arrest Jesus to end the expectations about him and to convince those who were believing in Jesus that they were mistaken and Jesus was indeed crazy or possessed by a demon. However, no matter how hard they tried, they could not arrest Jesus until it was according to God's plan and perfect timing. Remember Psalm 91:11, that the devil quoted to tempt Jesus in Matthew 4:6. Now read and consider how Psalm 91:9-16 was a promise to Jesus that his Father fulfilled and a promise to all God's children. John 7:31. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, "When the Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done?" Jesus performed signs, did works of compassion, taught with authority, and could not be arrested by the religious leaders at that time. Therefore, John wrote that many believed in him, and Jesus increasingly became a threat to the religious authorities. Many believed primarily because of what Jesus did. His works substantiated what he taught. Jesus performed good works and gave signs as good and sufficient reasons for people to believe in him. In John 10:37-39, we read what Jesus told people about his works. "If I am not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, so that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Then they tried to arrest him again, but he escaped from their hands. John 7:32. The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about him, and the chief priests and Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. After writing that the authorities failed to arrest Jesus, John gave the reason they sought to arrest him. The crowd was talking about him, and many were believing in him. The Romans appointed the chief priests at will. So, even though there was only one chief priest at that time, and at a time, there were in authority those who had previously been chief priests. Together, along with the Pharisees, they sought to arrest Jesus. Since Jesus was teaching in the temple, they sent the temple police to arrest Jesus to show the crowd that he was not the Messiah. They failed in their efforts to arrest him. John 7:33. Jesus then said, "I will be with you a little while longer, and then I am going to him who sent me." Jesus told the crowd, the authorities, and the police why they had no power over him at that time. First, his ministry was nearing an end, and the time would soon come when he would not be with them. He did not explain the details. Second, Jesus was going back to God, who is true, who had sent him. Of course, the Pharisees and priests did not believe that he would be going back to God. They thought he was demon-possessed or crazy. John 7:34. "You will search for me, but you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come." After they crucified Jesus, they learned from Jesus' disciples that he had risen from the dead. But no matter how hard they searched, they never found Jesus or his body. Jesus only appeared to his 11 disciples and closest followers prior to his ascension into heaven. By his appearances to them, Jesus proved he had risen from the dead. Furthermore, because of sin and unbelief, the religious authorities and many in the crowd never saw Jesus again after they crucified him, and they could not go to heaven where Jesus lived to see him. Why did some people fail to seek and find Jesus, the Son of God, when he was in their midst? First, they were not seeking God or the truth about God with all their heart. In Jeremiah 29:13, the Lord said, "When you search for me, you will find me, if you seek me with all your heart." Second, there would come a time when they simply could not find Jesus, because he would no longer be near them. In Isaiah 55:6, the Lord said, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Third, Jesus could have been found then, and he can be found now, by people who truly want to find him. For Jesus promised in Matthew 7:7, "Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you." Jesus was near them when he was speaking to them, and he could have been found to be the Messiah. But a time came when Jesus was no longer near them, and they could not go where he was to find him. If Jesus is not who he said he was, he could not be a true prophet, a wise philosopher, or a good moral teacher either. John 7:35. The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks?" The authorities and some in the crowd maintained their worldly, earthly vision because they did not know God and would not believe in Jesus. The dispersion was the name for the group of Jews that no longer lived in Judea, but were scattered among the Greeks. The dispersion began forcibly in 722 BC with the fall of the Kingdom of Israel, and forcibly again in 587 BC with the fall of Jerusalem and the Kingdom of Judah. Jesus did go to the dispersion through and with his disciples, as described in the book of Acts. John 7:36. What does he mean by saying, "You will search for me, and you will not find me, and where I am, you cannot come"? Only after Jesus rose from the dead and descended into heaven would his disciples, some in the crowd, and some religious leaders, such as Paul, learn what Jesus meant. Believers know that Jesus cannot be seen walking upon the earth as he did almost 2,000 years ago. But he can make himself spiritually and personally known to those who believe in him. Believers also know that Jesus is the only way to be where Jesus is. In John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Many are unwilling to go to God the way God has provided. Therefore, they cannot be with Jesus or his Father in heaven. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. For what reasons did the religious authorities want to kill Jesus? 2. Why did the crowd think the authorities might believe that Jesus was the Messiah? Three, for what reason did Jesus say he came into our world? Four, why did some in the crowd believe that Jesus was the Messiah? Five, why did Jesus say some would search for him but not find him, and they could not come where he was? International Bible Lesson, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Enough Evidence to Believe in Jesus. John 7:28. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, "You know me, and you know where I am from. I have not come on my own, but the one who sent me is true, and you do not know him." The crowds in Jerusalem debated whether Jesus was the Messiah. Because the authorities had not arrested Jesus, but allowed him to teach openly in the temple, some thought the authorities really knew Jesus was the Messiah. Some thought that no one would know where the Messiah came from, but others thought Jesus came from Galilee and no prophet would ever come from Galilee. In response, Jesus settled the question. First, Jesus said they knew him. Based on the evidence Jesus provided by his miracles and teachings from the Scriptures, they knew and should have believed he was the Son of God. But despite the evidence, they refused to believe him or believe in him. Second, based on Jesus' words and deeds, they knew Jesus had come from God. Jesus spoke repeatedly about his Father in heaven and about their working together whenever he taught and healed someone. But the majority refused to believe him. Third, Jesus said the Father who sent him was true. Their Hebrew scriptures taught the truth about the Messiah and the will of God for them and all people everywhere. But they refused to believe and instead believed falsehoods they had learned. If they had resolved to do the will of God, they would have known where Jesus came from. But few wanted to quit sinning to follow Jesus. Only after Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, and appeared to his disciples did their testimony lead multitudes to believe in him. Copyright 2020 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. All rights reserved. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.